USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which includes enhanced background checks for those under 21, funding for mental health, and school safety and state grants for red flag laws. This is an agreement on principle and not legislative text, which comes next.
I don't think we're going to have a recession. I know people are very upset, and rightly so, about inflation, but there's nothing to suggest an inflation that a recession's in the works.
Bank of America is exposing Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she may be wrong again. B of A issued a warning that inflation is in a technical recession, even if most people are unaware of it. That's a quote from Michael Hartnick. He's the bank's chief investment strategist. U.S. annual inflation rose to 8.6% in May, the highest in 40 years. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With the election systems in many states being criticized for failing to do the job in a timely manner, Tulsi Gabbard, the former Hawaii congresswoman, weighs in on Fox News.
Make it as easy and straightforward as possible for registered voters to vote. And so some people prefer mail-in voting. I know some people. I prefer in-person voting. Yeah. Others do as well. Let's, you know, same-day voter registration. They're open. You know, there are so many different initiatives we could put forward. Again, let's encourage engagement in our democracy, because the more people who are engaged, the more the people's voices are heard, and make sure that those who are elected are actually serving the interests of the American people.
A historic heat wave in the West is forecast to roll eastward this week after Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Denver had scorching temperatures over the weekend. More than 50 million Americans sweltered under heat advisories. Southerly winds will pump hot, humid air into the eastern two-thirds of the nation through Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The January 6th made-for-TV show might have exposed the Senate Majority Leader by using President Trump's peacefully and patriotically protest at the Capitol on January 6th in an attempt to tie it to incitement. This, as Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer directly called for attacks on conservative Supreme Court justices. Quote, you won't even know what hit you, end quote. Days later, a man is arrested and charged with attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I have to tell you, if it does, then Chuck Schumer's in trouble, too, because, you know, he made a speech in front of the Supreme Court in which he basically targeted two justices of the Supreme Court and said, you won't even know what hit you. Now, he didn't intend for that to be an incitement, but certainly mentally disturbed people. And others, like the kid who was found in front of Kavanaugh's house, could easily take that as a dog whistle. And sure. It's so interesting, because the Democrats are saying that Trump engaged in a dog whistle when he said peacefully and patriotically, let your voices be heard, but Schumer did not.
Right.
And the other side, the exact opposite. So we have to have one rule for all people, regardless of party, race, gender, or ideology.
An Astra rocket failed to deliver 2 weather satellites on Sunday. It failed to reach orbit. NASA is calling it a total loss. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.